James to the Rescue, a Thomas and Friends story. One morning, James pulled into the search and rescue centre. He looked very pleased. "The Fat Controller has asked me to be the rescue engine," he puffed proudly to Rocky. Then Toby trundled along the track. "Hello, James," Toby tooted. "The Fat Controller has sent me to help you." But James didn't want any help. Just then, Rocky heard from Gordon's driver. Gordon was in trouble, so James puffed down the track to rescue his friend. "Wait for me," tooted Toby. "Gordon's a big engine. You'll need help." But James didn't want any help. Gordon's front wheels had come off the track. "I'll shunt you back on track in no time," James peeped. Toby wheezed with worry. "Gordon's a heavy engine. We should fetch Rocky." But James didn't want any help. "I'm the rescue engine," James puffed proudly. James buffered up behind the big blue engine. He shoved and he shunted. And then there was trouble. The track creaked and crumbled, and then it cracked. Gordon groaned as the track gave way. "I think it's time for Rocky to help," Toby told James. But James still didn't want any help. "I'm the rescue engine, and I have a plan," he peeped. "I'll biff Gordon back onto the track." James backed up behind Gordon and pumped his pistons. Then he biffed Gordon's buffer with a terrible bash. James and Gordon toppled off the track and into a muddy field. "I'm not a very good rescue engine," James steamed sadly. "And now I need help." "Happy to help, James," Toby peeped proudly. He rushed back to the rescue centre to fetch Rocky. Rocky lifted Gordon and James out of the mud and back onto the track. "Toby, will you shunt me to the rescue centre, please?" said James. "Happy to help, James," Toby peeped proudly. The Fat Controller was waiting for James and Toby. "Thank you for sending Toby to help me, sir," said James. "He is the best rescue tram on Sodor." And Toby beamed from buffer to buffer. The